Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off Meseches Chala with Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph, and we're going to be starting Meseches Arla with Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph of Meseches Arla. Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph of Meseches Chala is going to discuss a few other stories with the Chacham of Eretz Yisrael rejected various matnos kahuna, various gifts that were meant for the Kohanim, for the priests in the Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, but they nonetheless rejected them. The first story that we're going to discuss is a story regarding a bechor, a male calf, sheep or goat, that is the firstborn to its mother. It's holy the moment that it's born, and its owner is obligated to give it to a Kohen, who then brings it as a karban, and he can then eat its meat. Says the Mishnah, Ben Antinos hela bechoros mi bavel. Ben Antinos brought bechoros, again these firstborn animals from Bavel, to Eretz Yisrael for the Kohanim to bring as karbanos, velo keblu mimenu. But they did not accept these bechoros from them, because after all, only a bechor born in Eretz Yisrael can be offered as a karban. Although it's true that a bechor born outside of Eretz Yisrael cannot be offered as a karban on the Mizbeach, it is still holy, it's therefore given to a Kohen, and it's basically sent out to pasture in the field until it develops a blemish, until it develops a mum, and then it's shechted and eaten as ordinary food. That's the halacha when it comes to a bechor. The next story is going to be regarding bikurim. Says the Mishnah, Yosef HaKohen Hevi Bikuri Yayin V'Shemen. Yosef the Kohen brought his bikurim, his first fruits, and of grapes and olives that grew in Eretz Yisrael. He brought them as bikurim, but he brought them in the form of wine and oil. Says the Mishnah, Velo kiblu mimenu. They did not accept them from him in the Beis HaMikdash. After all, the fruits themselves are obligated. They have to be brought in as bikurim, not their juices, not the oil, and not the wine. Continuing now with the Mishnah, as we discuss Pesach Sheni. Generally speaking, there's a halacha, they have to bring the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach on the 14th of Nisan. If, however, a person is either Tameh or is too far away from Yerushalayim, he's not able to bring the Pesach, the regular Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, so he brings Pesach Sheni as a makeup day on the 14th of Iyar, where he brings the Karban to the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to discuss here where Yosef the Kohen comes with his family to offer a Pesach Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Afuel es bana v'uvnei beso, lasos Pesach kot on Birushalayim. He also, Yosef the Kohen, also brought his young sons, his Ketanim sons, his under bar mitzvah sons, and the members of his household to offer a Pesach Sheni on the 14th of Iyar in Yerushalayim. V'hechziruhu, but they turned him back. They said, no, you can't bring a Karban Pesach on behalf of your sons who are below bar mitzvah. Why? Shelo yikava hadavar chova, so that people don't think that now all of a sudden they're obligated to have their sons under bar mitzvah participate in Pesach Sheni. He didn't want this to be established as an obligation for people, and therefore they said, no, only include those people in your family who are actually obligated in the Pesach Sheni. Finishing off now, discussing also Bikurim, but again, like we've been discussing till now, when the Torah describes the mitzvah of Bikurim in Parshas Ki Savo, it says that the first of every fruit of the ground that you bring in from your land must be brought as Bikurim. And when it says Artzacha, your land, from your land, it excludes any fruit grown outside of Eretz Yisrael. Based on this, says the Mishnah, Aristone hevi bikurav meapamia. That Aristone brought his bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim from Apamia. Apamia is a city in Syria that was outside of the actual borders of Eretz Yisrael, at least the borders of Eretz Yisrael that are established nowadays as part of Eretz Yisrael. However, v'kiblu mimenu, they accepted the bikurim from him, from this town in Syria. Why? That's not part of Eretz Yisrael. It says the Mishnah b'nei she'amru, because the Chachamim said, hakona b'Syria, kikona b'farvar sheb'Yerushalayim. The one who purchases land in Syria is like one who purchases land in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. Meaning to say, the Chachamim decreed that bikurim must be brought from produce grown in Syria, just as it must be brought from produce grown in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah is teaching us that just like you have to bring bikurim from the fruits in Yerushalayim, you have to bring fruits from Syria as well. Now we are beginning Meseches Arla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Just by way of brief introduction, we should just note what our law is. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kedoshim, V'chisavo el aretu netatem kalei t'maychel, that when you go come to Eretz Yisrael, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and you plant any sort of fruit tree, it has to be fruit tree, where you're actually eating the food, V'araltem arloso espirio, you have to close off its fruit. You got to lock up the fruit. You can't have the fruit, shalosh shanim, for the first 3 years of that tree's growth. Yelechem arelim lo yechal. You can't eat it, says the pasuk, for 3 years. Uvashana haravias. But in the fourth year, yihiyo kol pirio kodesh halulim lashem. And then it becomes what we referred to previously as neta revai. But first, we're going to discuss the halacha of arla. Says the Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, and Neseches Arla. Hanotea lisyag ulekoros. If someone plants a fruit tree, but he plants it to be part of either a fence or to use its wood as a beams, so potter min ha'arla, this tree is exempt from the halachas of arla, and you can eat the fruit from the tree, even during the first 3 years. The halacha of, even though normally you can't eat fruit from a fruit tree for the first 3 years, you can do so if the purpose of the tree is not for its fruit, but it's for the beams, it's for the wood to be used as a fence, and so on. However, Rabbi Yossi says, "Afilu amar ha'pinimi le'maychel va'achiton l'syag." Even if a person says, when he planted the tree, I'm going to use the part that faces the inside of my property for food, I'm going to take those fruits, and the part that faces the outside of my property, I'm going to use as a fence. Ha'pinimi chayev va'achiton potter. The fruit that grows from the part facing the inside is going to be obligated in arla for the first 3 years, can't eat it, but the fruit that grows from the part facing the outside is going to be exempt, is not going to be obligated in arla, because the outside part is being used as the fence. As the Bartanura points out, we don't paskin that way. Once you're using it for food, we assume that it's for food, but if the entirety of a tree is being used for a fence or for a beam and so on, then you are not obligated to treat that the fruit for the first 3 years as arla. You're only going to be forbidden to eat the fruits for the first 3 years when it's a fruit tree that you plan on eating the fruits from, and that's the purpose of the tree. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yod Aleph of Maseches Challah, finished off by discussing various cases and situations where people brought various gifts for the Kohanim, and they were either accepted or they were not accepted. The first case discussed a situation where they brought Bechoros from Bavel, and that's not going to work, because animals that are Bechoros can really only be brought as Karbanos from when they were born in Eretz Yisrael. Then Yosef HaKohen brought Bikurim of wine and of oil. They didn't accept those either, because Bikurim nearly needs to be the fruits, not the fruit juices, not the wine, not the oil. But then the Mishnah said, the Yosef the Kohen brought his sons and his family, his minor sons, his ketanim, his young sons, and his family to do the Karban Pesach Sheni in Iyar in Yerushalayim, and they also there did not allow him to perform the Pesach Sheni, because they didn't want people to think, oh, you have to bring your young sons for Pesach Sheni. They're going to be obligating ketanim, young kids, in Pesach Sheni as well. And then the Perek, the Masechta, concluded discussing Aristone, who brought Bikurim from this city in Syria called Apamia, and there they did accept them, and they said, because ultimately the halacha is that you do have to bring Bikurim from the trees in Syria as well, even though it's not part of the biblical Eretz Yisrael, for the purposes of Bikurim, Syria is considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael. It's like the outskirts of Yerushalayim. And then we began Maseches Arla, where we mentioned that for the first 3 years, fruits are not allowed to be eaten from fruit trees in Eretz Yisrael, unless the fruit tree is not being used as a fruit tree, but it's being used as a fence or beams and so on, then the halacha does not apply for Arla. Have a great day.